salvation. We come to give him glory, for he's the author of salvation. For he alone is worthy to receive our adoration. We're here just to worship the Lord. Father of creation, we come to give him glory, for he's the author of salvation. For he alone is worthy to receive our adoration. We're here just to worship the Lord. Father of creation, we come to give him glory, for he's the author of salvation. He alone is worthy to receive our adoration. We're here just to worship the Lord. Author of salvation, for he alone is worthy to receive our adoration. We're here just to worship the Lord. We're here to worship Jesus, the Father of creation. We come to give him glory, for he's the author of salvation. For he alone is worthy to receive our adoration. We're here just to worship the Lord. Here to worship Jesus, the Father of creation. We come to give him glory, for he's the author of salvation. For he alone is worthy to receive our adoration. We're here just to worship the Lord. The Father of creation, we come to give him glory, for he's the author of salvation. For he alone is worthy to receive our adoration. We're here just to worship the Lord. He's the author of salvation. For he alone is worthy to receive our adoration. We're here just to worship the Lord. We're here to worship Jesus, the Father of creation. We come to give him glory, he's the author of salvation. For he alone is worthy to receive our adoration. We're here just to worship the Lord. We're here to worship the Father of creation. We've come to give Him glory. He's the author of salvation. For He alone is worthy to receive our adoration. We're here just to worship the Lord.
Just a touch from the Lord is so real. Just draw nigh to God and He'll draw nigh to you. Oh, just a touch from the Lord is so real. Oh, just a touch.
Lord is Touch
Imagine. Only one way to
one way to touch Him. Just believe when you call on His name. Touching Jesus is all that matters. Then your life will never be the same. There is only one way to touch Him. Just believe when you call on
on His name. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Well, the Lord said, with stammering lips and in other tongues will I speak to this people. Said, this is the rest wherewith I'll cause the weary to rest. Normally on a Sunday, well, we wouldn't take too much, all this amount of time, but Brother Elisha's, he got into those stammering lips. And I saw he's getting closer than he's ever been. He spoke in a little bit, spoke a few words, and had unction of the Holy Ghost working in his mouth. You know, a little baby can't talk very plain anyway when they're born. But it's a marvelous thing for God. All of our little children, they're going to get it once they start in seeking for it like that. It may take them a little longer to get fluent in it, give over completely to it, let it really work. My God, what a blessing it is to be a child in the house of God and have the Holy Ghost at such a young age working in your life. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Once you're born of God's Spirit, you're His child. And He'll do everything He can to save you and give you everlasting life. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Well, thank the Lord for showing up and letting us feel like, letting us feel church. Amen. Let us feel His presence. And it's good to be back from all the way from Dominican Republic. It's a long ways down there. But I'm really thankful. I really appreciate Brother Smith letting us come with him. And I really thoroughly enjoyed our time with Brother and Sister Stewart. If you all ever want to have a good time, I tell you, if you go with them, you'll have a good time. Yeah, maybe more than you bargained for. So. But I guess I'll tell you a little bit about my experience down there. I've been down there once before, and about 7 years ago, went down there by myself, actually with Brother Michael, and I went down there, and it was, I think, the year after, either the same year, or I think it was the year after Brother Smith started. Had been there one time. So, I have the privilege of being able to see what it was like back then, and then go again. Of course, I always wanted to go back, but it's been a long time, I felt like. But always wanted to see. You know, Brother Smith kept coming back and giving us these reports of how that people were receiving the body message, and how that you could feel the body spirit down there. And so being able to go again and see that firsthand was a special experience. And Brother Green, he's been down here several times. And Brother Joel, I got to go see his sister, his family. His sister and Jennifer came up to me and said, Brother Mark, he goes, what did you do to my brother? He goes, where's he at? How come he didn't come down here? I told her, I said, he's gone. He totally forgot about you. And she goes, oh, please tell me that's not true. I said, no. He goes to bed crying every night. Saying, oh, I need my little sister. She liked that better. But but it was special. Go in there. The first time I went, the meeting was in a tent. Well, actually, it was outside. It wasn't a tent, it was a tarp stretched over clotheslines. Well, these little strip lighting, you know, spread around, and you could hardly see. It was so dark. It was right in the neighborhood. That's something that's kind of hard for me to get. I mean, I can get used to it, but it's hard for me to believe how they have church down there. Of course, if you've been there, you know they love noise. I mean, it is just noisy, you know. You'll be sitting there in relaxing on the couch, and somebody will be driving by with big speakers in the back of a little pickup truck, and they'll be shouting out something. I don't know what it is. They're talking in Spanish. I think they're advertising for
whatever they're selling.
You know, maybe a candidate, you know, campaigning or something. But so they're used to noise, but we're out there shouting and praising God and, you know, getting filled with the Holy Ghost and saying, you know, just giving our testimonies and everything. And everybody can hear it, you know. Anybody walking by can kind of peek around and see what's going on. So, I mean, we couldn't get away with that here, I guarantee you that. So it is a little strange to us, but to them it's normal. I mean, that's just the way they do it. Something I noticed over there is that it seemed like everybody honors pastors. And as soon as, like, when we were, we stayed in, Brother Smith took us to this hotel, and it was the Hotel Catalina. I've got some pictures if y'all want to get online. We're going to try to get some pictures put together so we can have a little video or a little picture show for you. But if you get online on Facebook or some of y'all that Facebook might be able to see some of our pictures we have posted. But we stayed in this Hotel Catalina, and there's a little bitty island right outside of La Romana. If you're along the beach, of course, La Romana's right on the beach. And so if you're up high enough, you can see the ocean and see the island out there, and it's beautiful. Well, we stayed in this hotel, and it was gorgeous. You know, if you just go there and go to these hotels, at least the hotel we did, you don't think that it's that poor of a place because everything is just immaculate. I mean, the painting, the walls are clean and neat, you know. I was going to tell Brother Gene the trim work is really nice and neat. I don't see him here, but all the woodwork is beautiful. You know, Brother Stuart and I were just sitting there looking at how they made everything, you know, and they make the walls all out of, they take concrete blocks, these blocks, and build their walls up with them and fill them with concrete and rebar, and then they cover that up with stucco. It's really beautiful when they're done. And their roofs are all concrete slabs. And they put tile over top of that. The really nice homes, that's the way they do them. And it's just beautiful. And so, you know, it was just really nice. And Brother Smith told us, he said, you got to go see Casa de Campo. And so we went after we spent